Good day, greatness. Good day, greatness. The best and the greatest day to be alive is today. Our topic today is coming from someone in our community, Mr. Teslim Davidu. Mr. Teslim Davidu. And his question for our community this week is, start now. I love it. We're going to focus on, thanks to Mr. Teslim Davidu, we're going to focus on start now. Now, here's the thing. This topic or question takes me back to my very first podcast I ever did. And I encourage you to go and check it out. My first podcast was talking about how do you get started? You see, in order for you to start now, the first thing you have to do is start. As simple as that may sound, in order for you to start now, you have to start. You see, if you want to start a fire, the first thing you have to do is go and get your firewood yourself. I'll say it again. If you want to start a fire, you must first go and get your wood first. After you get your wood, you bring your wood back, you get your matches, then you can start your fire. If you never go and get the wood, you will never have a fire. You see, we wake up every day, and a lot of us may say, I'm going to do this. I'm going to go to college. I'm going to start this business. I'm going to lose some weight. I'm going to improve on my marriage. I'm going to buy probably a brand new house, a brand new car. And we keep telling everyone and we keep telling ourselves about how we are going to start this fire. But we never go and put some action behind it. You see, Pablo Picasso has a quote, and I love it so much. He says, action is the key to success. Meaning that if you want to start, and I know you're listening out there and you're struggling about how can I start, when to start, when is the good time to start. Here's the thing. In order for you to start that fire, in order for you to start now, you must start now. Now, here's the thing. And this is our coaching session today, talking about starting now. And I want you to picture that dream, that idea, or something you wanted to start, but you haven't started. You see, we could focus so much on how to start, when to start, when not to start, that we can come up with a million and one more reasons on not to start. And when you want to start, some people do in goal setting, they set down a date. So, example, if it's January and you want to start something, you can write in your daily planner or your daily calendar, in March, April, May, June, July, I'm going to start on this specific day. Because here's the thing. If you keep saying that you want to start, but you don't put no action, if you don't put a date on it, then you'll just be focusing on, okay, when I'm going to start, when I'm going to start. Psychologically, when you write down the date that you are going to start, the closer you get to that day, you say, okay, I need to put this place. I need to put this in place. Do you realize when you're going on a trip, you can be going on vacation, you could be flying to the beautiful islands in the Bahamas, right? You can be flying to Jamaica, you could be flying to Paris, you could be flying to Germany or Belgium, you could be flying to South America. You could be flying somewhere. Once you book your airfare, or once you book your cruise, or once you book your train ticket, the date is set. And because the date is set, that is going to be the date that you will start your journey. Now, here's the thing. Everything that is leading up to that, because you have a date in mind, because you have a date focus, you start to get stuff together. You start to say, oh my gosh, you say I have one more, you say I have two more months, I have to renew my passport. You said I have one more month, I need to make sure that I change some hotel arrangements. I have one more week. Who's going to wash the cats? Who's going to wash the dogs? And all because you decided to start and you put a date in, that date kept you focused. So in this coaching session today, if you want to start, put a date on it. If you want to start, put a date on it. Now, just like me and you, we human being, there's so many things that we have started and we didn't finish. There's so many things that we might have put a date on it and we have not we have not walked it through. There's so many times. I understand that. But here's the thing. The day is a brand new day. If you want to start, write it on your calendar. Like my friend, Coach Nate Norman. I call him Coach Nate. Very great coach. He said, you know what? He said, go and just book the marathon. Coach Nate say, just put a date on it. He say, don't get in all of the calisthenics, the planning. He said, if you want to do something, he said, just go put a date on it. And you know, for a couple of months, I was saying I was going to run my second marathon this year. And about 2 weeks ago, you know what I did? I went out there and I put a date. And because I put a date on my marathon, now I'm focused on running my second marathon. So there's something about when you put a date. See, when you put a date on the day that you want to start, you take ownership of it. Now, another point in terms of starting now, here's the thing. You don't have to have all the logistics to start. I remember a couple years ago, I was reading in Success Magazine. I can't remember the author. And the article was talking about starting. It's about how you want to make things right. And in that article, it says these words, and I quote, good is good enough. Good is good enough. I say it again. Good is good enough. And in that moment, family, in that moment, I realized I didn't have to have all of the education. I didn't have to have all of the business experience. I didn't have to have all of the communication skills. I realized that in that moment, I had everything that I needed to start. Because what was going on in my mind, I wanted to start a podcast. I wanted to start my coaching business. I wanted to become a life coach. I wanted to get certified as a life coach. I want to become this great communicator that I'm doing right now. I want to travel all around the world. And because I did not have all of these things in place, I was saying, I don't think I can start now. Oh, I don't think this book is good enough. I don't think this podcast is up to par to be released. But in that moment, thank you, success. Thank you, success. Oh my gosh, Siri started to talk to me. Thank you for that success. Thank you for that article. Good is good enough. So you might be struggling today thinking, I don't have the education. I don't have all the resources. Everything that you see out there that is successful, whether it's an airplane, whether it's a business, whether it's a college, a university, anything that you see has manifested, it started off with an idea. And like my pastor, Dr. Miles Monroe, his quote says, the greatest tragedy in life is not death, but it's a life lived without purpose. And he goes on to talk about how we take a lot of those dreams and those ideas. I have a question for you. Here's one of the coaching questions to you today. What idea or ideas that you have that we don't know about, that you're keeping it as a secret, and you're going to take it to the grave? But today I challenge you, whatever is that idea that you have, don't care how big it is, I challenge you to start. You don't have to have everything. You know, in the last couple of weeks, for a couple of years, I was trying to grow my YouTube channel, and it was not happening. So I decided a couple of weeks ago, I said, you know what? And I encourage you to go and check out my YouTube channel. I said that I'm going to post on YouTube 3 times a week. 1 week, I probably did it twice a week. I said I was going to post every day. That didn't work out. That was not good self-care. I got burned out. I said, I'll never do it again. So I say 3 times is good. And you know what happened? I was like, how am I going to post 3 times? In that process of me starting to post and being consistent on YouTube, my views are going up. My subscribers are going up. All because I came across this principle that I said in my life a couple weeks ago, that if I want to start my fire, I need to start and go and get my firewood first. And when I bring the fire, when I bring that wood back to the fire, then I start a fire. You see, the idea was to build my YouTube channel. The idea was to do my podcast. The idea was to have my coaching business. The idea was for me to be a great communicator around the world. But here's the thing. If I just have the idea and I don't go get the firewood and start my fire, you will have never heard about Winners for Life Coaching Podcast. You will have never heard about Antonio Landis Thompson King Tunes. You will never heard about my being a great communicator. You'll never have saw my clips on YouTube. Why? It's because guess what? If you want to start something in life, you need to start it now. If you don't start your lemonade stand on the corner, I will never know that you are selling lemonades. If you don't start a clothing store, I will never know, or we will never know that you're starting a clothing store. If you don't start your auto service, if you don't start your private jet service, if you don't start your cleaning yard service, if you do not start your electrician business, how will we know what you are serving? But because you went and got your firewood and you start your fire, now your fire is burning. Now your fire is burning and people start to see your fire burning. They start to see this big blaze of your dreams. They start to see your big dreams. They start to see what you're doing. Why? Because once you start the fire, you got their attention. Oh, you sell lemonade? I can buy some lemonade from you. Oh, you have a cleaning business? I need someone to clean. Oh, you have a daycare? I never even knew you had a daycare service. And your daycare is in the evenings? I need someone to watch my kids or my children in the evening when I go and do my various speaking engagements, etc. What dream that you have that you're struggling with? You're overthinking? You're putting too much pressure on yourself. You need to start now. You might have the best cookie recipe in the world. Start giving samples to your coworkers. You might be the best painter in the world. Start selling your pictures to your neighbors, to your community. I encourage you today, Let's just pause. And just think about everything that we said today. Guys, it's not that complicated. If you want to start something, you need to start. And when you start, you will figure out things as you go on the trail. Stop overtaking. Stop outthinking yourself. And once you start your fire, we will see your fire burning. We will see that business burning. We will see that auto service burning. We will see that plumbing service burning. Once you start your dream, we will see your dream. And we will contribute to your dream. Thank you, Mr. Teslam Davidu, for giving us that topic / question to focus on this week. And if you want us to focus on a question or a topic, feel free to send me a message. This is Winners for Life. Thanks. This is Winners for Life Coaching Podcast. A place where you discover your success, discover your greatness, discover your purpose, discover your destiny, and become all what you were designed to be. And this is Coach Antonio Landis Thompson, King Tunes, giving you some motivation, some education, some inspiration, so you can make a shift today to start and go after your dreams. Remember, if you want to start a fire, you have the vision, you have the dream, you must first go and get the firewood, bring it back, and you start the fire. If you never go and get your wood, you will never start a fire. And if you never start a fire, we will never see your dream of being a plumber, electrician, a teacher. You have to start it. And once you start it, you release that into the universe. And once people see it, people will come and support you. Today, go after your dreams. Don't give up. Keep your head up high. You are enough. Everything that you need to start is inside of you today. Tap into your potential, discover your purpose, and release your greatness today.